Music is your co-pilot, but you're in control. Drive safely with Fresh FM.
It's 7:53 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. DNSK and Shekwan is on your radio, and we're still having a conversation about this unpopular opinion that is, you know, seemed to have ruffled a couple of feathers. Man should stop feeling useless without money. You don't owe anyone a lavish lifestyle. Mental health activist for men and co-founder of Mindful Matters, Kavi, is we have to. We meant to say, Kavi, wow. Good morning, Kavi. How are you doing, Buta?
Good morning to my two favorite people in the dynamic duo. Good morning, family.
Amen.
Good morning, specifically to the Fresh Breakfast family.
Because
NSK Nonet has said, K Goodness is on your radio.
That's right.
Hey.
K Goodness.
Oh, why is it sounding like a lover boy?
Oh, wait.
Okay, sorry.
K Goodness,
I already get enough trouble for the voice.
And also those clips that went viral on TikTok most.
Yeah, ladies, all I'm gonna say is that he's tall and he's an empathy king. Anyway, so let's get right into the gist.
Men should stop feeling useless without money. You don't owe anyone a lavish lifestyle. We even just had a passionate call now from Angel. On the subject matter, calling her own gender out. Talk to us, Buta.
Look, I think we're in very difficult times as far as men are concerned, because essentially we are in a time where society has labeled men that are not financially successful as failures. We've been put on this, I call it an achievement clock of some sense, a financial or, you know, in a business world, where as a man, you need to have amassed a certain amount of wealth at a certain age to be deemed as successful or to be deemed as a valuable contributor to society. And that's killing men, because we already put ourselves under a great amount of pressure to live up to these certain standards. And then added to that society of this. I've asked this question a lot of women, is that would you date, as a woman, successful as you are, Shaquan, date a cashier from ShopRite, a male cashier from ShopRite? You understand? This man is doing something with his life. He's just not financially at a place where he can give you the trip to Dubai, or he can give you the trip to Cape Town, or whatever the case may be, or spend lavishly on you. But he is doing something for himself. And I think really, as men, and most of the time, the answer that I get is that, no, but of course I can't. He's not at my level. Understand? So as men, we're doing these crazy things, taking crazy risks, putting our mental health, our physical health, our well-being in general at risk to try and attain a certain level of financial success, so we can be deemed worthy of a certain level of attention.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kavi, I need to put this forward to you, Ne. Why is it that, no, granted, you know, you don't have to always provide for me or whatever it is. Honestly, that's a little bit unrealistic, ladies. Like, let's be for real, you know? But also at the end of the day, I feel like even as a man, you wouldn't want to be in a relationship or even want to build with a woman where you feel like you are the only person that's carrying everything. One. Two, I also just want to understand, why is it that your brothers are so comfortable not investing in a woman that could potentially help build a great home for him and his family, but he's comfortable enough to blow lavishly on his boys to flex?
Yeah. Look, and I think it's something that I don't agree on. We are also in a generation of people that are, you know, feminism has done this thing where we've ousted men and put men one side. So men are now like, yeah, I'd rather spend on my boys than a woman that's going to, you know, dictate my life and tell me what to do and so on. And not all women are like that. Not all men are like that. I completely agree with you when you say, I would rather invest in a woman that's a homemaker. That's because ultimately, as a man, the woman that we are after, that we would like to have, is a woman that's going to empower me to pursue my visions and dreams. You know, a woman that's going to support me and not break me down. A woman that's going to pick me up when I am down and doubting myself. That's going to remind me of my purpose. That's going to remind me of how far I've come and the achievements. That's going to speak to the king in me rather than the loser in me that I'm feeling like that point. So I don't really. It is very baffling to say that. You know what? I'm investing in my happiness now. This is I'm spending on the boys. This is, we're gonna go ball out and so on. And generally, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna step on a few toes. These are generally the guys without a vision, the guys without a purpose, the guys that don't want to build for the future but are living for the now. You know, you only live one time. I'm happy now.
Yeah.
I've got a little flat where I'm paying $5,000 a month. I've got a car that I'm paying for. And that's it. The rest of my money, there's no investment. I'm just living for the moment. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that if you are comfortable and that's the life you've chosen. There's everything wrong with that when everybody else around you is progressing and you are getting left behind because that's your mindset. Because at the end of the day, a lot of these things will become superfluous and you're going to be left there and everybody's going to have moved on. So, again, I'm going to go back. It's generally the guys without a vision that are going to struggle with that. But going back to our topic at hand is, I don't think, from a young age already,
yeah,
we are told you need to provide, you need to take care. Because remember, from a young age already, I'm told to take care of my sisters, you know, my cousins. Even though I'm the younger brother, for example, I'm the youngest of five kids. And as soon as I was man enough, it became, and even as a child, my father would say, you are to protect the family. When you grow up, your purpose is going to be to protect your family. In my last conversation with my father before he passed, he said, take care of the family, take care of my people, you know. So we are put in this place where we need to take care. And taking care is to a certain level provision. Now, the unfortunate part is, we've become so materialistic in this world that provision seems to be financial and materialistic. But I can find a woman, and I'll proudly say this, my sister, we lost my dad 9 months later. I said she lost her husband and she's financially well off. But the provision from my end is the support with the kids. I don't have to be there for her financially. Showing up for her, the support on the farming side of things, supporting her emotionally, taking the kids for a weekend so she can have time to herself. This is all part of provision.
And not necessarily the financial, like, yo, I'm going to take care of this thing financially.
You understand? So we need to look away from, and I'm not, look, unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that this society can't do without financial provision. That's the truth. But it's not the only thing that men need to focus on to bring to the table, because at some point you're so focused on the financial provision that you forget the other parts of provision, security, safety, emotional support, all this, stability in life, quality time, love. These are all provisions that we need to focus on. So yes, we can't do away with that, but that's not solely the, because let's go biblical, let's go back way back then, before money became a thing. Men had to work physically to provide sustenance and food for their families.
Yeah.
Biblically, God, when God was talking about provision, he wasn't talking about finances. The finances weren't a thing back then. It was provision of safety. It was you had to love on your wife as Christ loves on the church. These are the provisions. I think these are the basis of provision that we're talking about. It's just unfortunate that we're in a place, and those should be where we start.
And you see, Kaveh, that's why arguments about our Christianity in this country comes into question. How is it that we are so-called 95-99% Christians, but we don't follow things like that?
Yeah.
But Kavi, I promise you, let's leave it at that for now. You will still be on the show tomorrow. Maybe you can add on to that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Exactly. But thank you so much for your time, Buta. We appreciate it.
It has been a pleasure as always, guys. Have a blessed one.
Yeah, but we want the money. But have a great day, King.
We all want the money, my friend. Right? We all want the money.
In need of cash? Introducing QuickBooks Namibia, a car